You know, we often think that healing begins with a pill, or a procedure, or a plan. But sometimes, healing begins with a sensation. A warmth in the palms, a quiet buzz in the chest, a tingling at the top of the head. No one touches you, and yet you feel something. No words are spoken, and yet something begins to shift. This is energy healing. And today, I want to gently walk with you through the wide and wonderful world of energy healing modalities. What they are, how they work, and why they matter more now than ever before. Because, you see, before the body responds, before the mind reacts, before symptoms appear or decisions are made, there is a field, an energetic blueprint, a current of vibration that moves through and around you every moment of your life. And when that energy flows freely, we feel clear, connected, at ease. But when it gets blocked through stress, trauma, inherited beliefs, disconnection, that's when things begin to tighten. Emotions become heavy. The body aches. Life feels stuck. Energy healing is the practice of gently restoring flow, removing resistance, and reintroducing coherence to your energetic system. Now, let's talk about a few of the most accessible and transformative energy healing modalities that I've worked with over the years. Each one speaks its own language, but they all point to the same truth. You are energy, and energy can heal. Let's begin with Reiki, one of the most well-known forms of energy healing. Reiki is a Japanese system that channels universal life energy through the practitioner's hands to the recipient. But unlike massage or body work, there's no need for physical manipulation. In fact, Reiki can be done without touching at all, sometimes even remotely. As a Reiki master, I've seen people melt into peace in just minutes. Their nervous systems unwind, their thoughts slow, old emotions rise and release without drama. Why? Because Reiki speaks to the whole system, not just the mind, not just the body, but the field behind both. Next, we have acupressure and reflexology, both of which work by stimulating specific points along the body's meridians or energy channels. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's said that qi, or life force, moves through pathways. When these paths are blocked, pain or illness appears. By applying gentle pressure to qi points, we encourage the qi to move freely again. Reflexology similarly works with the feet, hands, and ears, using a map of the body projected onto these areas to restore balance systematically. It's amazing how pressing a point on the sole of the foot can relieve tension in the liver or open up the lungs. Why does this work? Because your body is not just a structure. It's a symphony of electrical impulses, a living map of energy. Then there's EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique, sometimes called tapping. It combines ancient meridian knowledge with modern psychology. By gently tapping on specific acupressure points while speaking aloud certain thoughts, fears, or limiting beliefs, we reduce the body's stress response and rewire old emotional patterns. I've used EFT to help people move through grief, release chronic pain, and dissolve money blocks that seemed immovable. What's happening beneath the surface is a kind of neurological unhooking, where the emotion is acknowledged, honored, and gently rewired through energy and attention. Of course, we can't talk about energy healing without mentioning the chakra system. a map of the body's energy centers rooted in ancient Indian wisdom. Each chakra governs different aspects of your life: survival, creativity, willpower, love, expression, intuition, and connection to the divine. When a chakra is blocked or spinning irregularly, we might feel stuck emotionally or experience physical symptoms. Energy healing tools like sound, crystals, visualization, hands-on work, or even guided hypnosis can be used to balance and align these centers, restoring vitality, clarity, and flow. Now, here's something that ties all of these modalities together. Healing is not just about technique, it's about presence. Whether you're channeling Reiki, applying pressure to a reflex point, tapping through fear, or aligning your chakras, it is the intention and presence behind the practice that opens the gateway to healing. In my own sessions, whether in person or through recorded activations, I always guide from the principle that the energy is already within you. We're not adding anything. We're simply helping you remember. So why does energy healing matter in the modern world? Because the modern world is saturated in noise, speed, and disconnection. And more than ever, we need ways to return to ourselves, to slow down, to feel what's real, to listen to what the body and soul are whispering. Energy healing offers a bridge from overwhelm to calm, from confusion to clarity, from fragmentation to wholeness. And that is why I do what I do. If this episode stirred something in you, if you're curious about experiencing energy healing for yourself, I encourage you to explore the free activations available at drgarydanko.com. You'll find guided audio journeys designed to help you release old habits, balance your energy, open your heart, and reconnect with your higher self. Each one is crafted with care, presence, and the knowledge that healing is not something you chase, it's something you allow. In our next episode, we'll explore the role of the subconscious mind in personal transformation, how it stores your patterns, beliefs, and blocks, and how to begin speaking its language. But for now, take a breath, feel your body, feel your field, and maybe even notice that something is already shifting. Until next time, be gentle with yourself, and remember, energy doesn't lie. It just waits for permission to flow.